Good evening and welcome to White Spot Giants This Week, the home of Vancouver hockey and the home of the Giants, Sportsnet 650. My name is Dan O'Connor. If you don't already know, I am the host of this show. I am the voice of the Vancouver Giants and a very busy show upcoming for you tonight. Second segment, we are going to head to Victoria. We are going to speak to the head coach of the Victoria Royals, Dan Price. Vancouver Giants and Victoria Royals 2 points apart in the BC Division standings right now. And oh yeah, there's a 3-3 coming up this weekend with the Victoria Royals. It is going to be a playoff preview weekend indeed, as the Vancouver Giants, fresh off one of the most remarkable winning streaks in franchise history, get set to face the Royals three times. We'll hear from Dan Price. What we're going to do, though, right now is dive right in. We are going to chat with an individual that is in the midst of his best statistical season, to this point anyway, in the entire Western Hockey League over the course of his career. A four-year veteran of the Western Hockey League. He's been with the Vancouver Giants now for well over a full year. 28 goals, leads the team. 60 points, leads the team. Vancouver Giants forward Tristan Nielsen, my guest here on White Spot Giants This Week. Happy belated birthday, my friend. Good to have you on the show. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks. Yeah, thanks for having me.
What a run it has been as of late for the Giants, Tristan. Obviously, the winning streak is a thing of the past thanks to a hard-fought 2-1 decision Saturday night in Everett. But thinking about the weekend as a whole, the game against Calgary, the game against Everett, what were your takeaways from a 1-1 weekend for the Vancouver Giants?
It's just definitely that we got to realize that we're right there. I mean, Everett beat, I think they beat Portland 6-2 yesterday, I believe it was yesterday. So they're amongst top teams in the league, and we're losing by those one goal. So it's just going to come down to our details and being able to just really dial it in and just make sure that our turnovers are limited and things like that. And then when you play a team like Calgary, they're big, they're physical, they're fast, they have a great transition. It shows what the East Conference is like and how well that them being only in a wild card spot, that Central Division is going to be a good division to have to play against. So you really get a look at kind of the top teams in both conferences.
The Calgary game on Friday was an interesting one for a number of factors, but let's keep it third period specific for a moment here, Tristan. You go into the third period down 5-2. You end up winning the game 6-5 thanks to four unanswered goals in the third period. Being a part of a third period surge is nothing new for you, given what you've experienced during your tenure here with the Giants. But take us onto the bench that night. What was the attitude like when you skated onto the ice to start the third period? Did you have an inkling maybe that a comeback was a viability and a legitimate thing for the Giants?
Yeah, I mean, they played really well in the first period. The second period, it was kind of more of an even period, and then the third period, we took over there. But we just kind of went into it and taking it 5 minutes at a time, just try to get momentum back or take the momentum into our hands in the first five, and then just go from there, whether it was scoring a goal or trying to get a power play or something like that. And the bench was really confident that we could do it, and we were really high high on our expectations and knew what we could do.
The Calgary game, obviously interesting from another dynamic, Tristan. Of course, for a team that you only face once a year, there was no shortage of bad blood. It was a rough and tumble game. A lot of stuff after the whistles, a lot of things said. For a fan listening to this that might not know, you started your WHL career with the Calgary Hitmen. So kind of a two-part question for you. How did it feel to beat those guys? And two, are you able to point your finger as to maybe why that game was so heated? Was it just one of those things, or was there something that you can actually tangibly look at and say, yep, this is the reason why?
I think for them, they would want to beat us more because we were on our 10-game win streak there, and that's just a huge accomplishment. And them coming off, they had a hot trip to start it off. I think they beat every team but us on the road trip, so that was really good. And but other than that, I think it was just kind of not necessarily bad blood, but they had it coming for us, and we kind of had it coming for them. We needed those 2 points, and just to get those 2 points was huge.
Tristan Nielsen, my guest here on White Spot Giants this week, leading the Vancouver Giants in goals, leading the Vancouver Giants in points. And as we're having this conversation right now, the Giants gearing up for a 3-3 with the Victoria Royals. And I assure you, we'll get to that in due course, Tristan. But you and I have talked a lot this season already about the start for you and about what's kind of worked so well for you individually. But I want to go back to the summer. You were one of many players who stuck around here this summer, did some training locally. Can you talk a little bit about the summer and kind of the mindset that you had coming back with the Vancouver Giants, knowing full well that being a year more familiar with the city, with the coaches, with the billets, I mean, with everything, how much easier did that make it coming to training camp for you?
Oh, it was definitely a big change. I mean, this season was one of my first full seasons. I mean, it's still not over yet, but I've played majority of the games, so that's really nice to just have that confidence and just be able to get into a rhythm. And I think just having the summer here, you got to know the guys a little bit better. I mean, whether it was Bo, Seth, or Leaps, Milos came, and there's lots of guys I could point out, but those in particular. But it was great. I got to know the trainers better. I got to know people around Tawasin. I got more resources. I became friends with more people. It was just like a great overall experience, and it's just something that I never thought I'd be able to experience, but I'm more than thankful I did.
Then, obviously, the season gets started, and as we're having this conversation right now, 28 goals, 60 points, certainly a 30-goal season is well within reach for you. Can you talk about any personal expectations that you put on yourself to start the season? Did you have an individual stats goal in mind, or was it completely team-focused 100%?
I obviously had my individual stat goals, but I really wanted to make playoffs this year, and I really wanted to make a push in playoffs, and I think that at this point in time, that's more important. We just got to focus on realistically the 12 points we have coming up.
Tristan Nielsen here on White Spot Giants this week. You know, you're coming off an 11-game winning streak, Tristan. Obviously, points in 12 of the past 13 games when you go back to late January for the Vancouver Giants. Take me through the streak a little bit. At what point during the streak, you know, thinking back to maybe some of those notable games, was there a point that you can really put your finger on and say it was at this point in time that we knew that what we were doing was special, that what we were doing was just something beyond an ordinary run of success?
I mean, majority of the games were special, and it's always good to get wins, but honestly, the last game against Calgary, a lot of guys came off the ice and said that was the most fun we've had in a long time playing hockey. Like, it was just such a high-intensity game. There was always being physical. Everyone was always engaged from the goaltending to the defense, the forwards, everyone was dialed in, and it was a really intense game, and everyone just loves those games, whether it's the physicality and the roughness after the whistle, so the goals, the opportunities that you get. It's just it was insane on how much fun everyone had in that game.
Milos Roman and Justin Sortif have been your line mates, Tristan, for a majority of the season, and both lately, along with yourself, have been playing very well and have gotten some success on the scoreboard. But let's start with Milos. What's he like as a guy? What's he like as a line mate? How do you two complement one another so well?
Well, for Milos, he's a great guy off the ice. He's definitely a leader in our room, and he's such a nice guy, friends with everyone, just a fantastic guy, one of the nicest people I've ever met. But on the ice, he's always in position. He's more of a, I like to consider it like a dots player, so like whether, or like a dot in lines, like the coach will draw up a play and he'll be in those positions more times than not, like 95% of the time. When I say we go low to the dot and then low to high, he'll be on the dot without even me knowing, and he'll be communicating that. So it's really nice to have him in that situation because he's such a well-structured player.
Justin Sorda, if you look at what he has done, especially in the second half of this season and really since the top prospects game, I think he would agree. I think a lot of the fans would agree. I'm wondering if you agree that his game has gone to a completely different level. What do you see as the ceiling for a player like Justin Sorda, and how has he kind of contributed to the dynamic of your line?
Well, with Soritz, as he keeps maturing, he's going to get a ton better. He's not necessarily immature, but he's still immature for his body. He's just like a younger kid. It just looks like he has so much room to develop still, as not only becoming more of a man, but becoming a better hockey player. He's grown a lot in the past year, and you can really notice that as you get to know him. And I think he's doing a tremendous job lately, and he's playing with confidence. He's playing with pace. He's playing to succeed.
And then obviously this doesn't work if it's not for you and the kind of the complementary way that you have played this season, Tristan. When it comes to your game and when it comes to your skill set, how do you feel you have been able to kind of best complement the likes of Milos and Justin?
Well, for me, I definitely think I'm fast enough. So whether it's me applying pressure on the forecheck, or if it's me stretching the ice out for them to make some plays, or getting a pass and going in and pulling up and looking for those guys when they're coming in late, and I think it really works well, because teams have to be aware of my speed, but they can't take it for granted and give them too much gap, because then Swords and Milos will just take over and use the gap as an advantage.
Just a few more questions for Tristan Nielsen here on White Spot Giants this week. Gearing up for a huge weekend, of course, coming up against the Victoria Royals. We're going to hit on that shortly. But before we do that, based on the season that you've had, Tristan, based on the team success that's been had as of late, can you let us know, are you starting to communicate at all with NHL teams? Has there been any NHL interest for you this season? Can you just share any update that you may have on conversations that you might be having with scouts, with NHL representatives ahead of the 2020 draft?
My agents had some talks with some teams, but I personally have not, so I'm not too sure what's going on there. But as long as I keep going and I keep playing the way I am, I don't think there'd be a reason not to talk to some. But I think they just want to see some little tweaks, different things happen, and to hopefully make me into a pro.
The Victoria Royals loom down the road. Obviously, it's going to be a crucial weekend for the Vancouver Giants and an exciting one. You're newer to the rivalry than some of the other guys in that room, Tristan, but no doubt you remember the series last year against them. You had an overtime winner in that series. And then, of course, the seven matchups that you've had against the Victoria Royals so far in the regular season. What can you tell us about the current standing of the rivalry? What are your takeaways from the meetings that you've had so far against these guys?
I mean, it's always hard-fought battles, and it usually comes down to specialty teams. Specialty teams have been huge for us this year, especially in the second half, not as much in the first. But I think for us, we just got to continue to go. I don't know, I like to call it a little bit of a war. I mean, it's three games in 3 days, so it's going to be a mental grind, a physical grind, and it's just a test for everyone. So when I say it's going to be a war, I mean, like, we're going to war as a team and as a bunch of brothers, and we go in there and we all do everything for each other. It's all about doing it for the guy next to you and trying to really come out on top. And especially with where we are at in the standings, these three games are going to be huge.
Should it get to a point, Tristan, where you're facing these guys for a third straight year in the playoffs, do you like how you match up against them? If so, why?
Oh, it would be a great matchup. It'd be a high intensity matchup. I mean, it wouldn't be a sweep for either team. I think it would be a game six, kind of game seven thing. I mean, they have those high-end skill guys still. I mean, they got Tracy, one of the most elite players in the league. They got Oliver, they got Cutler, they got Hayden, they got Pfizer, they got lots of players, even Schultz. Schultz was playing defense last time we were playing him. He's a forward. He's a dynamic player. So, and then their back end, they play really well. They play really structured, and they seem to always be positioned, and there's always two guys on the puck, which is a hard game to play against. And then with the way Farkas has played against us, it'd be a really good competition. But I think with the team we have and the chemistry we've been creating and the momentum we have and the confidence our team has gained over the past 12 games, it's huge. So it's going to be a real test for us this weekend, and it'll be a bit of a preview for playoffs.
Tristan, I'll leave you with this this thought. The crowds at the LEC have been getting better and better, and I would also contend that they are getting louder and louder. Calgary being no exception last Friday night. The fact that you get to start this weekend at home, the fact that you get to kind of set the tone, I suppose, for the weekend, how important is that? And especially with it being at home, just tee up the excitement for us a little bit and what you're looking forward to when it comes to Friday night at the LEC.
Oh, I just love when the crowds engage, whether it's someone making a hit or it's someone just getting involved on the forecheck and the crowd's going crazy, or you get an odd man rush and everyone's already cheering before the puck's even released off your stick. It's really adrenaline rushing, and it's really good to have that confidence that your fans are going to have your back and help give you a boost of energy when you need it.
Watching you play this season has been a treat, my friend, and obviously the best is still yet to come. We'll leave it there, let you go and enjoy the rest of your Monday, but thank you for doing this, as always. Appreciate you taking the time. Really looking forward to the weekend, my friend. Keep up the great work. Keep up the success. It is extremely well-deserved.
Thanks, Dano.
That's Tristan Nielsen on White Spot Giants this week. Really appreciated that conversation. You can tell with Tristan Nielsen that there's a passion there. There is a confidence there. I am certainly of the opinion that NHL teams, if they haven't already, are really going to zero in on a player like that. He's explosive. He's physical. He's charismatic. And man, oh man, can he shoot the puck. Tristan Nielsen has been a wonderful find for the Vancouver Giants and has been a spirited player indeed this season for them and a crucial part to their success. Great to see him having this kind of season. Before we go to break and before we get to Dan Price, head coach of the Victoria Royals in segment number two, a really cool story from the university sports world from the weekend. The UBC Thunderbirds, for the first time in 42 years, have advanced to the Canada West Finals. This coming weekend, they are off to compete against the University of Saskatchewan Huskies in a best-of-three series. Regardless of what happens in the Canada West Final, the Thunderbirds also get to go to Halifax next month to compete for the U Sports National Championship. What a thrill that would be for the UBC Thunderbirds, a team who just once in their history have they won, even at the Canada West Championship. That was back in the early 70s. Great for them to have the opportunity to head out to Saskatchewan, and there is some Giants flavor on that UBC Thunderbirds team. Three current players on the UBC Thunderbirds: Sean Desange, Austin Vetterell, and Carter Popoff. All three are alumni of the Vancouver Giants. All three are regular contributors to the UBC Thunderbirds men's hockey team. Not only are they competing on the ice, they're doing wonderful work in the classroom as well. So one of those things where I think it certainly bears reminding that for every year that a player suits up in the WHL, they earn a free year of schooling at a post-secondary institution of their choice. And so to see, you know, these three players taking advantage of their scholarships, studying well, but also playing hockey at an elite university level, that is a good news story indeed for not just the Vancouver Giants, but the entire WHL. And worth noting as well that as the Vancouver Giants get set to face the University of Saskatchewan Huskies this weekend for the Canada West Championship, Jared Dimitru, former Giants captain, the captain of the Giants last season, he plays for those U of S Huskies. Jared Dimitru, Sean Desange, Austin Vetterell, along with Carter Popoff, will all be competing next weekend in Saskatchewan to try and get that Canada West Hockey Championship for men's hockey at the university level. Also worth noting, too, former Vancouver Giant defenseman Kevin Seibel is an assistant coach with the UBC Thunderbirds as well. So we will be watching closely, as I'm sure will many WHL fans that weekend, as the Giants alumni try to get a Canada West Championship trophy to their credit. Coming up in segment number two, we are going to head to Vancouver Island. We are going to speak with Dan Price, the head coach of the Victoria Royals. A Victoria Royals team that goes into the weekend 2 points up on the Vancouver Giants in the standings. A Victoria Royals team that has faced the Giants 7 times this season. And a Victoria Royals team who the Giants have faced in each of the previous 2 playoffs. And all signs are pointing to a likely first-round matchup yet again with the Vancouver Giants and the Victoria Royals. This is a wonderful rivalry. This is a rivalry that is only going to intensify as these 3 games are on deck for us this weekend. The Giants are 4-3 this season against Victoria. I'm getting chills just talking about it. And we'll talk about it with the head coach of the Victoria Royals, Dan Price, when we come back. This is Monday night. This is White Spot Giants this week on the home of Vancouver hockey and the home of the Giants. This is Sportsnet 650. Welcome back to White Spot Giants this week. We are in the home of Vancouver hockey, the home of the Giants, Sportsnet 650. My name is Dan O'Connor, host of the show, and as we alluded to in our previous segment, we have quite the weekend upcoming for the Vancouver Giants. The schedule makers were clearly on to something when they scheduled a 3-3 weekend with the Vancouver Giants and the Victoria Royals. This rivalry needs little in the way of an introduction. The teams have already met 7 times this season. The teams have met in each of the 2 previous playoffs. And the teams play one another so closely, so intensely. I do think it is one of the best rivalries in the entire WHL. And to dive a little deeper into that conversation, want to welcome a man who I've had on the show a few times over the years, and I appreciate him every single time he makes the time for us. He is the head coach of those Victoria Royals. He is Dan Price. Coach, thank you for coming on the show yet again. You and I talking a little bit beforehand about the excitement, the energy, the everything that's going into the weekend. Thanks for doing this.
Thanks for having me, Dan. It's a real honor to speak with you as always. Always love our chats, and thanks very much for thinking of me.
Let's start by recapping your weekend. It was a split with the Kelowna Rockets and a big come-from-behind victory for you on Saturday night. An important win, Coach, I'm sure, going into this week with the best possible frame of mind for your group?
I just really felt like the guys had been working so hard and competing so hard all week through the 4-6. And then, you know, the important rivalry games with Kelowna as well in our home building. Felt like we played well early in both games and we're really in position to take leads and, you know, put ourselves in position to win. But Kelowna played very well also, and Roman was great for net, in net for them. He really kept them in when we sort of pushed each game. And so, it really was one of those situations where we just were really felt for the players, and there was, I think, a lot of empathy there from the coaches. They were playing so hard, and you know, it just didn't go that Friday night game. So to see them, you know, continue to dig in the third and come from behind and tie it and then win it in a shootout, it's one of the loudest moments I've ever heard in our building. There have been some great ones, particularly against Vancouver, of course, but it was like deafening in here on Saturday. So just really happy for the guys for their efforts to pay off.
How did the Kelowna Rockets look, if you don't mind my asking? Of course, the new shift behind the bench. Anything glaringly different about them with Chris Millett at the helm?
Actually, that's a really, really great question. We were looking for that. It was something the coaches talked about and were interested in seeing going into the weekend. And I would say structurally they were pretty similar, and I think part of that being, you know, the fact that they hadn't had too much time from the moment of the coaching change until the games to, you know, spend a lot of time in practice changing things. So structurally and tactically they were pretty similar. A couple little tweaks in their line combinations, and one thing we found really interesting, maybe no surprise, but they really leaned heavily on that Wedman-Hamiluk line, and that was like they were pretty much double shifting the majority of both games. I would say they had Peterik on the right on Friday, and then they had Poole on the right on Saturday. But you know, Wedman-Hamiluk, I'd be surprised if they played less than, you know, 25 or 26 minutes each. They were really on the ice a lot.
Victoria Royals head coach Dan Price, my guest here on White Spot Giants this week. Coach, let's talk a little bit about this time of year specifically, the joys and the challenges that come with weather hopefully a little nicer outside, the relevance of the schedule, the games meaning more from a playoff pursuit. Do you find that this is the time of year where you and your staff really have to dial it in, or are we far enough along into the season now that the players do a decent job of doing that on their own?
Yeah, the players I find are very focused coming into the rink every day, and we definitely see that in everything they do. Their warm-up phases, their cool-down phases, you know, their strength and conditioning on the ice. The execution level is really high. The pace of play is really high. So I would say, if anything, we need to make sure we're not giving them too much or taxing them too much physically or mentally. You know, especially coming off of a lot of game density recently, you know, recovery is going to be very important this week, but also then ramping back up again into 3-3, which has very much a playoff feel to it with the Friday, Saturday games and, you know, that really heavy game density going back and forth from Vancouver and Vic. So it is definitely a balance, something that we talk about as a staff every day, talk about with our leadership group every day, and of course with the medical team, just to make sure we're optimizing everyone's energy.
I'm sure it's an obvious answer here, but nice to have a few regular bodies back in your lineup this weekend. Any coach will tell you, I'm sure, that having that depth and having that experience means a whole lot. But, you know, just to see, you know, Taren Fizer back in the lineup, to see, you know, any number of guys that have missed a bit of time as of late, can you just talk maybe about the trickle-down effect that has in getting people back into the lineup in roles and with line mates and in situations that they're the most comfortable in?
Yeah, for sure. I think that's one of the things that I, you know, respect and admire about Cam the most. That there are a lot of things I respect and admire about him and his staff, but Cam and his scouting staff and all the people he has on the personnel and management staff, I think, do a very good job of having an eye toward that need towards the end of the season. You just really do need to have that depth and versatility at the multiple age groups, but also then with, you know, good young players coming in. And so even though we have been, you know, pretty thin lineup wise as far as guys that would normally eat the majority of the minutes, the younger players that have been able to step up and play in bigger roles, you know, play more important minutes and more of them. And then even our affiliate players who've come in have just been excellent. So I think that really does overall, it strengthens the group. It makes everybody, I think, more ready, gives everyone more experience in those different situations should we need to call upon them down the stretch. And I think that's something, you know, Barclay's done a very good job of in Vancouver too, with some of the moves he's made, just really increasing, you know, the depth and versatility as the season has gone on. And you can really see that in Vancouver's record lately.
Dan Price, head coach of the Victoria Royals, here on the show. Obviously, the Victoria Royals made headlines a few days in advance of the trade deadline, bringing in Braden Tracy. He scores two crucially important goals for you on Saturday. He's now played 18 games with your team. Can you tell us a little bit about that transition? And would I be correct in saying that as things have become more familiar, it's had a real positive trickle-down effect across the board? And I go here, Coach, because I don't know if people always necessarily understand the shift that happens during a trade. Not only are you getting used to a new coach, new line mates, new system, but it's a new billet family, it's a new province, it's a new everything. There's a lot that goes into a move of that kind of magnitude.
It's true. excuse me, you're right, it's all of those things. And, you know, Braden's a very, very mature, prepared person. He's super calm. He's just the consummate pro. So I think he really had himself in a proper state of mind as far as dealing with all those things when he came in. But you're right, it's something that you have to just go through. You've got to establish those social relationships with the team, with your billet family. You've got to learn about the new routine day to day, where everything is around town, interact with the medical staff and the training staff. You're right, you're trying to find chemistry with new line mates, so that's power play, penalty kill, 5-on-5, specialty situations. There's a huge list of things that you just need to go through, that the only way you can really get comfortable with those things is through time and experience to the situation. So definitely he's getting more and more comfortable by the day, but because he is so prepared and because he is just so competitive and loves hockey so much, it's really made the transition easy.
Coach, I didn't have this question written down, but kind of that last answer and that last topic kind of forced me to go down a bit of a rabbit hole, and it just dawned on me that with the Victoria Royals and the Vancouver Giants, there is one thing that has really become kind of a commonality between the two, and that is the overwhelming amount of new faces. I remember talking to you earlier in the season about so many new faces, so many moves made over the course of an off season, and the fact that those new faces have all been able to gel so well together in Victoria. I think I can safely say the same about the moves that have been made here in Vancouver, new faces coming in and really buying into what's happening. But there's a flip side to that. I've actually seen it happen in other cases where you make all these moves, things for whatever reason do not gel because there's almost too much of an influx of newness, I suppose, in a room. So can you just speak to the pride, I suppose, that you feel as an organization when you have so many new faces come in and really drink the same Kool-Aid and buy into the exact same kind of thing?
I really do feel a lot of pride in that, Dan, to be honest with you. And I don't mean that in a self-congratulatory way at all. It's just, again, respect for how Cam and his staff go about their business, where, you know, the hockey side of it, like you say, is one thing. You can look on paper and you can say, you know, this player can play this position or these types of minutes, and maybe we can move them around a little bit. But if the person isn't of high character, if the person isn't a team-first individual, if they're not competitive, if they're not prepared, then it makes it really difficult to execute what you want to do on paper. So that's something I just really respect about Cam and about our players, is Cam finds people, in my opinion, of really high character, people we can trust, people who are competitive, and that makes it, you know, really easy as a coach to, when something does need to be asked and a certain line combination, let's say, needs to be put on the ice, or you need something from a guy in a specific specialty situation on the ice, you just know you have the players that are willing and able to do that because they're good people. And that includes supporting their teammates when that particular individual isn't on the ice and someone else's number gets called. I think there's a genuine camaraderie here where, you know, the guys are really pulling for each other and hoping each other has the most success possible on the ice. So you're right, I love that about Cam's process. I love that about our players. And I've said recently in the Victoria media, especially with all the game density we've been through lately and all the injuries, you know, the fact that the players have put themselves in position to win every game, even if they haven't won every single one, for me, it's beyond respect for the players. At this point, it's admiration. I really don't know if I could do it or could have done it as a player, but they compete really hard every day.
Dan Price is the head coach of the Victoria Royals. The Royals and the Giants are set to meet this weekend for a stretch of three games in a span of 3 days, starting Friday night at the LEC before the series then shifts back to Victoria for games Saturday and Sunday. Coach, can you walk us through the season series so far between the two teams? Some of the bigger picture things maybe that you've gained from just watching and being a part of the first seven games so far between the two sides.
Yeah, first of all, there's no ice anywhere to be had. It's both teams, I think, check well. Both teams are focused on taking away time and space. Both teams are physical, have good speed, and have good depth. And you just really have to scratch and claw for every inch of ice, whether it be in the neutral zone or on entry, or you know, whether it be around the net front, which is, of course, where everyone's trying to get the puck to. So It is extremely, I think, taxing for both teams to try to just have to work and claw and scratch for every inch of ice all the time. That's one thing about it. And then the second thing, as an extension of that, I mentioned the physicality is there's sort of no quarter asked and none given between the two teams. I think everyone understands from the drop of the puck in every game, whether it's the first game or the third game this weekend, it's going to be physical. It's going to be a grind. And I really think in each given game, it'll be a little bit of a last man standing mentality. I think it's going to be close checking again. And whoever can sustain that physical grind and that attrition throughout the course of the weekend, I think has the best chance to win.
And now a bit of a deeper dive, Coach. Obviously, we have both been a part of the recent surge of this rivalry with the playoff meetings in each of the past two seasons, the regular season rivalry that absolutely exists and persists with these two teams, but especially over the past, you know, three seasons, the evolution of this rivalry, living it, being on, you know, on both sides of a playoff series with these two teams. I mean, can you just, I guess, speak to the rivalry factor and the mutual respect coupled with that burning desire to always wanting to get the upper hand over a team that I think has probably become the closest, most bitter rival of one another?
I agree. I do think there's a tremendous amount of mutual respect between the two organizations. That certainly extends to the players on the ice. I think that's one of the reasons why they play so hard against each other is I think any real competitive player, any real competitive team, you're always looking for that great test or that great challenge, you know, the rival that will bring out the best in you. And I think Victoria and Vancouver really find that in each other. And that's one of the reasons I think the players and the staffs and the fans and the organizations generally just love these games so much, because they really do bring out the best in each individual team. And so you're right, you have that tremendous respect that creates, you know, that extra bit of energy and adrenaline and effort that you need to hopefully win games, but also to make them entertaining. So, you know, as I was saying to you earlier, this is one of my favorite weekends of the year. It has such a legitimate playoff feel to it. And I know sometimes that can sound cliche coming from coaches, but it really is true at this time of year. You know, neck and neck, down the stretch, late February, 3-3, within a point of each other. I think the winning percentages are like within 0.02% of each other. It's just tremendous. So, you know, I know we couldn't be more excited to play this weekend. I'm sure Vancouver feels the same way.
Well said, Coach. And really just kind of tiptoeing off of that, as you look at the week ahead for you and starting with Friday's game as a standalone, can you just speak to kind of what some of the themes and messages are going to be for your crew as they get set to hop on that ferry and start that 3-3 Friday night at the LEC against these Vancouver Giants?
For sure. For me, the biggest message to the team, I think, will be just trust the preparation, because we know the players, as we've spoken about earlier, are going to work really hard at getting, you know, recovered physically and mentally. And we also know they're going to put in the work that's required to ramp up and be executing at a really high level against Vancouver. And part of that is certain things that are just foundational to our team and to our game. And some of those things are specific to our opponent, Vancouver, much like it would be for a playoff series. So once we roll into Van on Friday and it's time to play the game, we're just really going to ask the players to trust their preparation, trust themselves, and go out and execute, and also really enjoy it. You know, we're all doing this because we love hockey, we love competition. I know these guys really love playing with each other, and that feeling of going out and doing it with each other in the moment, in those really high pressure, tense moments where it's all on the line. That's why we all do it. It's you know, it beats working for sure. Sometimes the days are long and they take lots of effort, but it never feels like a job. So that'll be the last thing, is just to really enjoy going out, playing the game that they love with each other against a great rival.
And Coach, I'll leave you on this note, maybe a bit of a lighter, less Vancouver Victoria centric question, just to tie a bow on this, but the Giants are done with the Eastern Conference as far as games against Eastern opponents are concerned. I know that you've recently had games against the likes of Calgary, Red Deer. You've done your Prairie trip so on and so forth. What did you make of the Eastern Conference and some of the teams that you went up against? Was there a team or two that caught your eye out east, a team or two? Maybe you're thinking to yourself, gee, I'm glad we're kind of done with them until potentially, you know, early May.
You know what, for me, the really interesting storyline there was we saw from both Edmonton and Lethbridge just tremendous speed of ice and how quickly, you know, they got out of the zone. You know, as soon as they got the puck, their forwards were just gone. And they really played a vertical game, just trying to take the top off the defense and really stretch it out and put it north. And so that was a really cool challenge, because although that exists in the West as well, I thought those two teams just were to the extreme in that way. So those were great challenges for us. And then Calgary was similar in the sense that, you know, they're a very fast team, but a much bigger, heavier team. And that was felt a little bit more like a BC game. You know, it was fast, yes, but it was just such a big, heavy, physical, grinding game, lots of play down low. I just thought that was a really interesting paradox that, you know, two of the best teams in the East play so quick, and then one of the other best teams in the East, Calgary, plays what I would call maybe a bit more of what you might consider a prototypical BC division style, big and heavy and grinding. So those were the real main storylines that I took away from those Eastern division opponents.
Appreciate your time as always, Coach, and I know I speak for many when I say that I'm looking forward to the weekend, and I can hear it in your voice that we are too. It's going to be a great week of preparation and a really enjoyable weekend, and I really just do want to extend my thanks to you for taking the time to come on to our airwaves and speak to our fans and speak to me about a rivalry that I've come to really embrace and enjoy over the years. Best of luck to you and the Royals this week. Looking forward to our paths crossing a few more times in the regular season. And then if all goes according to the probability, we've got a few of these still to go with one another before all is said and done, Coach. Thank you very much.
Can't wait, Dan. Thanks again. Always enjoy our chats. And again, thanks again for the great work that you do. And thanks for thinking of me. And we'll look forward to seeing you soon.
That is Dan Price, the head coach of the Victoria Royals on White Spot Giants this week. You can feel the excitement permeating throughout these airwaves. Hopefully the Vancouver Giants and the Victoria Royals getting set to meet this weekend. Three games, three nights, all beginning Friday night at the Langley Event Center. A big Friday night upcoming, outdoors night at the LEC, so you are in for a world of fun if you are a fan of the outdoors. Some great prizing, some great display setup. Of course, then the series will then shift to the island for Saturday and Sunday. All three of those games, of course, can be heard here on Sportsnet 650. The two games on the weekend will be run online at sportsnet650.ca as well as Spice Radio AM 1200. That's going to do it for the show tonight, but one more time, want to thank Dan Price, the head coach of the Victoria Royals, as well, Vancouver Giants forward Tristan Nielsen. Some great chatter with him earlier in the day. The great season for him continues, and unfortunately, the winning streak is come to an end. The Giants, of course, winners of 11 in a row prior to Saturday night in Everett, but the push towards the playoffs is in full swing, and the Giants 2 points back of the Victoria Royals with two games in hand. A successful weekend for the Giants could lead to home ice advantage in round one of the playoffs, a series that in all likelihood is going to be against the Victoria Royals. A revealing weekend lies ahead for all of us, and I can't wait. My name is Dan O'Connor. Sincerely, thank you for making this show a part of your Monday evening. Looking forward to the weekend ahead, the week ahead. On behalf of myself and the entire crew here at Sportsnet 650, this has been another presentation of White Swan Giants This Week. On the home of Vancouver hockey and the home of the Giants, this is Sportsnet 650.